someone who's done a lot of swimming in his life. Rowdy Gaines, three-time Olympic gold medalist. He's a swimming analyst. He's also been referred to as swimming's greatest ambassador. We're lucky to have him with us this morning to talk about getting ready for the pools and some concerns people might have. Rowdy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. Bruce, Craig, good to be with you.
Let's talk about this. I know that people are excited to get back out into the pools. According to, I guess, a survey, they found that 70% of Americans plan to swim in a pool this summer. Though I will say, I talked to some pool people. They were busy putting in pools last year because a lot of the public pools had closed and maybe people wanted to have a pool in their own backyard. But let's talk a little bit about some pool safety, if you want to take it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the key words are cautious optimism. With that survey, you said 70% of Americans. That's versus 52% last year. I think most Americans are really concerned about the large crowds at pool. And I think that's really up to the pool operators, Bruce and Craig, to make sure that they really communicate the proper message when people walk into a facility. You know, the proper COVID protocol, making sure they clean the pool, because literally, this is the CDC, this is not Rowdy Gaines, there is no evidence that COVID-19 can be spread to people through pool water. In fact, it's just the opposite. Properly chlorinated water actually kills the virus that causes COVID-19. So I think there should be respect, but certainly not fear, because, you know, my goal has always been to make sure children, especially children, adults too, but children especially, learn how to swim, because drowning is still a very big problem in our country.
Right. And with a lot of private, you know, individual pools, supervision mm-hmm. is important, and you want to make sure that you have all those things. Talk a little bit about some of the things we can do to maintain our safety, as not only with watching kids, but also with the chemical. It's a big chemistry set in your backyard.
Well, you're so right, and I work for the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, and I have learned so much from them over the last 6 months, because the pool industry, the private pool industry, you mentioned at the beginning, has exploded this year. I mean, if you want a pool, a lot, in many parts of the country, you're going to have to wait a year just to get one in your home. And that's great, but it also can cause concern, because we want to keep children safe in and around water. We found the cure, and the cure is swim lessons. That reduces that risk of drowning by almost 90%. So I think that's one thing you really need to make sure of. Put your children in swim lessons. The second one is never allow your child to swim alone. That's a big part of it. Most drownings actually are very quick and very silent. So it's really important to make sure you have a water watcher, is what we call, is to make sure they keep an eye on those kids. But when you're talking about the expectations of those pools and keeping it properly coordinated, it's always best to have someone outside yourself maintain the pool. I live in Florida, guys, and I have a pool in my backyard. And I tried for a while doing myself, and I just gave up. And I know a lot of people can't afford to have that. But boy, it's worth every penny to make sure I know that that guy comes in once a week and properly coordinates my pool. And that's just private pools, but also the pool operator really has to make sure that public pool is properly chlorinated. And that's one reason why the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance is there, because they have the education and the certification, the government advocacy, and the overall elevating the industry to make sure those things happen.
Rowdy, just a sidebar. Do you remember when you had your first swimming lessons?
You know, I didn't start swimming. Now, this is a long story, but I'll keep it in 30 seconds. I didn't start swimming until I was 17 years old. I was a junior in high school when I started swimming. In fact, I failed in 5 other sports before I took up swimming. But getting back to your question, I learned how to swim when I was 9 months old. We lived on a lake. I grew up in Florida my whole life. I grew up on a lake my whole life. My house was literally 10 feet from the water, and my mom really was adamant that I knew how to swim. So now, back then, this is a long time ago, we don't advocate this obviously now, but she would put this styrofoam bubble on my back, and then as the summer went along, she would shave it off, and by the end of the summer, I would be swimming with a belt around my waist. So that's how I learned how to swim. But I don't remember. Not in 9 months, anyway.
We are talking with Rowdy Gaines, 3-time Olympic gold medalist. He's a swimming analyst as well for ESPN NBC doing that. What are you looking forward to for this Summer Olympics? I mean, we talked about cautiously optimistic about things. What? How do you think the swimmers mm-hmm. are going to fare as well as just sort of participate and have their mind on the match, the meet, that sort of thing, and not on all the other stuff?
I think you said it perfectly. I think it's cautious optimism. And I hate to use that overused cliche, but it is true. And I think most swimmers will tell you, at least here in the United States, that this is going to be, guys, I think this is going to be the best Olympics in history. There's no doubt in my mind that Tokyo will happen. I don't have any, you know, hard facts on that. I just feel that. I think the Japanese have done a lot of hard work and dedication to pull off this Olympic Games, and I think they will do it safely and securely. And I think our country and our world is really kind of starving for something like this, where we can bring the whole world together. It will be the first time since COVID struck where the whole world has come together. And the Olympics kind of brings the world together anyway, and I think you're going to see an amazing Olympics, especially in swimming, where our country, the United States, has been number one in the world swimming since 1956. 65 straight years we've been number one.
Well, it's great to talk with you today, getting the word out about people. The weather's changing here in Northeast Ohio, and they're all starting to get in the pools, and some of the local places that had last year were closed and people didn't know what to do have been opening up. So we look forward to a safe and a good, fun summer of swimming and getting people, maybe future Olympians out there somewhere, getting in the pool for the first time. Rowdy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks. Rowdy Gaines joining us, 3-time Olympic gold medalist, talking a little bit about pool and pool safety, brought to you by the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, that they need to go.